were talking last night about thinking. To be misbaydein, to be misbaydein, to be thoughtful and to learn how to spend time alone. And the Mesillas Yesharim himself warns us that someone who learns to spend time alone, if he spends too much time alone, that's not a healthy thing. A person has to have the proper mizug, the proper mixture. Let's see here, everyone. A person has to have the proper mixture and combination of being ma'uriv with people, of being involved with people, and of being able to spend time alone. Someone pointed out to me last night, and it's a very, very, very good point, that there are people that have the opposite problem. And this is b'chlal, when you have a musar chabur, it's always something that your worst nightmare is that you're going to speak about something that's going to have the exact, have a detrimental effect. Let's say there's a person who, b'teva, is too thoughtful, thinks too much. And then you tell him, you gotta think. Who knows what you could be doing to him? I think it's important to be aware that there's such a thing as the opposite problem. It's not as common. It's much more common what we talked about last night. It's much more common people who don't think at all. But there are some people that think so much that they're pushed, paralyzed by their thought process. They can't ever do anything because they're always thinking. They can't even come out and do something and move forward. Do, act. Because they're always, there's this angle and that angle and there's this and there's that. What about this? What about that? And they don't just come out and do things. That's what Mesillas Yesharim is worried about. He says, don't spend too much time alone. Don't be too thoughtful. A person has to learn how to be thoughtful, how to provoke his thoughts, how to have a train of thoughts, how to be able to remember what he thought about, which must be a lot of people like, I was thinking about that last night, I don't remember what I thought. Which is, it's terrible. But then a person has to learn how to also go forward with his life. Sometimes things don't reach conclusions, sometimes you don't have clarity on something, you still have to live life. I once saw a phrase in a book that was rebuking a certain type of person. There's certain types of people that spend their whole life getting ready for life. They spend their whole life preparing for life. So if you spend your whole life preparing for life, when are you going to live your life? At some point, the person has to start living life and start preparing for life. That's an important ha'ara. How do you know? Think about it. It's hard not to mention something when you see the Lashon of the Mesillas Yesharim, Ha'hisbaydidus v'ha'ibodom and ha'chevra ha'medinis, to keep away from the chevra. It sounds like the opposite of everything that we try to do, to be part of the chevra. I wanted to read a little bit from the Chafetz Chaim from Shmiras HaLashon. He writes a little bit about the beauty of the midah of silence, of shtika, of being quiet. And the reason why it's important to read this is because we have to realize that even not in the Goyish society, but in our yeshiva society, that in any yeshiva or any chevra of young guys, the person who's talking, who has what to say, who always has he always has something to add, he's the person that we look up to. The person who's just like in a crowd and he's just quiet, we look down on that a little bit. It's not what we look up to. People feel bad if they don't always have a comment to make, or people sometimes feel insecure if they're not the one that always has the good line or the good story or something to say. He brings it's in the Shar HaTzvuna, the beginning of the Shar HaTzvuna. He brings a chazal that says on the pasuk, "Ma umanusa shel adam ba'olam hazeh." What should be the work? What should be the job of a person in this world? Yasim atzmai ki'ilim. He should make himself like a mute. Doesn't have to talk so much. And this is a chiddush. It's a chiddush. We have to realize that it's a chiddush. Sometimes we learn Musar and we just like, you know, we just like accept what it says. We don't realize that it's a chiddush. There's such a thing actually of having something to say and not saying it. It's a chiddush. We don't live, that's not the society we live in. We live in a society that says, if you have something to say, say it. And we see Chazal say no. Umanuzi shaladim ba'olam hazeh, the craft of a person. If a person wants to develop a craft in this world, yasim atzmeki ilay, you should make himself mute. You don't always have to say what's on your mind. So he says, what does it mean that you should, it should be like a craft, like a... So he says like this, he says a few pshatim. One pshat he says, the first pshat over here, in the beginning of Shara Tvuna, he says that everybody knows what a beautiful keli looks like. A beautiful becher, let's say, a beautiful menaira. Everybody knows what it looks like. We know, we've seen menairas that are exquisite, that they're beautiful. But the fact that we know what it looks like doesn't mean that we know how to make it. We can know what it looks like and we don't know how to make it. In order to know how to make it, a person has to develop a talent in being able to make the thing that everybody knows what it looks like. So he says, shtika, the midah of quiet, the beauty of the midah of quiet, everybody knows what it looks like. And that's assuming a lot. That's far. Everybody knows what it looks like, but people don't know how to do it. And his point is, that it's a very strong point, that it's not like you hear by Musa Seder one night that it's a good idea to develop the midah of being quiet. And that's it, so now I can do it. I'll put that switch on, my shtika switch, and now I'll learn how to have the midah of shtika. It's a delicate midah. It's a midah that you really have to work on. It takes honing. It's not so pushing. How many, I know myself, how often I'll talk to somebody or say something, and after it's like, shouldn't have said that. Shouldn't have had that conversation. What did that do for me, that conversation? We have to get our natural tevas to talk a lot. For whatever reason. And we have to learn sometimes that it's a craft, it's a skill to learn how to be able to be in a conversation and not to say everything. You don't have to reveal everything about yourself. You don't have to reveal everything that you know about somebody else. You don't have to let on that you know everything that the person said to you. So be quiet. He goes through a lot of very interesting things. I read a little bit. Gam diktiku chazal bil shayin kachem. Chazal or medayik in their lashon. It says ba'olam hazeh. There's many pages here in the Chofetz Chaim that he's medayik v'diktu gadol every word of this chazal. So the first few pages there, you can look at. He says a lot of different shatim. I just mentioned one of them of why it says the word umnus, that it's a craft. That quiet is a craft. But it says the next words in the chazal is ma'u manusay shaladam ba'olam hazeh in this world. So he says, the reason it says in this world is that a person shouldn't think, I already got used to this for so many years. I already got myself used to the midah of quiet. I don't have to continue to work on it. It took me a couple of years. I worked on it. Now I'm a quiet person. He says, Chazal said it's not true. The whole time that you're in Olam Hazeh, you have to work on this midah. This is not an avodah that stops. It's Olam Hazeh. As long as you're in Olam Hazeh, you have to be doing work. Like any doctor, any surgeon, any person that's involved in that type of a malacha will tell you that continuing education, you have to keep learning and studying and be able to stay on top of the field. Shtika is continuing education. You have to constantly stay on top of the field. New situations come up, new acquaintances, and each new situation, new acquaintance, demands a fine-tuning of the skill of tznius, of not talking so much. So he brings the Gra. The Gra says until the day a person dies, a person has to force himself back, has to hold himself back from things. So we read that Gra, we think it means he has to hold himself back, not to eat so much, not to sleep so much, he has to hold himself back from things. So the Gra says, V'loy b'tainas v'sigufa, not from fasting. Ki im b'resen piv, to hold back your mouth. You want to work on precious? You want to work on holding back your tivus? Don't work on eat as much as you want. Shut your mouth. That's the holding back that a person should work on. And he starts to explain. Someone who's Ragel B'Shtika, this is so Nagaya for us. Someone, you should read it inside. I'm skipping such important things. I just want to be able to cover it a little bit. He brings the Chazal, the Mishnah in Avos says, Shimon ben Oymer, the last Mishnah in the first parak in Avos. All my days I grew up amongst Chachamim, and I didn't find for a person any mita better than Shtika. Imagine that, Shimon ben Gamliel is from the greatest Tanoim. He says, I lived all my life amongst Chachamim, and the greatest mita that I found, the most desirable mita, is the mita of Shtika. So the Chavis Chaim says, imagine, Shtika from what? You're sitting with a bunch of Tanoim. What do you think they were talking about already? You think they were saying Lashon Hara? You think they were discussing a football game? Like, what do you think they were talking about? The Chacham, who knows, whatever they talked about was probably the most important things. And amongst Chachamim, Rav Shimon Gamliel says that amongst Chachamim, the best meat is just being quiet. Besides Rav Adam, besides for Talmud Torah itself. He says, who? Manasa Azuve Akir. He says, what should we say? People like, nothing is compared to the Tanoim. That all our thoughts and all our words from our youth until the day we die is nothing compared to what the Tanoim's thoughts are. So for us, Avadu, we're better off keeping our mouth shut. Misha Raga Bushtika, someone who's used to being quiet, that need of Shtika, Nitzal Mikama Averis, he's saved from many Averis. Chanifas, Leitzanas, Lashon Hara, Shkarim, Gidufim. He saved from saying using bad language. He saved from Lashon Hara. He saved from trying to use flattery or lies to be able to win over people. A person could be quiet. He says, in addition to that, someone who's machzik v'midas hashtika, someone who's used to being quiet, someone who's oichas v'midah being quiet, this is a tremendous thing. Tremendous, tremendous thing. If people know that you're a quiet person, people will talk to you. People need to talk to people who keep their mouths shut. People don't like to talk to people who talk to everyone else. This is an amazing thing. There are times that I know people who will come over and tell me other people's secrets. And whenever someone comes and tells me another person's secret, I tell them, I'm never telling him a secret. People think it's like, I can find it, I'm going to tell you that guy's secret. If you tell me his secret, I'm never telling you my secret. It's just like you told me his secret, you'll tell him my secret. If people know that they never hear from you inappropriate things about somebody else, then you're a trustworthy person that they can confide in. And one of the greatest chasadim a person could do, is to be a listener. Is to be able to listen to somebody. Be able to hear a person out. And imagine being able to listen to somebody and knowing 100% that's never getting out. You could unload your heart to this person, things that maybe you'd be embarrassed about, things that maybe you found one person who could listen that you're not ashamed of, and you know he'll never repeat a word of it to anybody. My father told me once, there's three madregas of keeping a secret. I'll never forget this. Three madregas are keeping a secret. The first madrega is the person who runs around telling everyone that he has a secret but he can't say. That's the first madrega. It's not such a geschmack of secrets. There's things going on I can't tell you. It's not... The second madrega, keeping a secret, is a person who doesn't go around saying these things I can't say. You know, he doesn't go around saying, someone's getting engaged, I can't tell you who. He doesn't do that. I know who he's going out with, but I can't say. You know, he doesn't do that. But when you go over and you say, did you hear? You know, Pliny is getting engaged? But yeah, I knew. Don't think I didn't know. I knew. Because you don't want to be the guy who didn't know the secret. But the highest madrega, this is the classiest madrega. The finest of the mida of shtika. To me, someone who could develop this mida is like, it's gold, worth his weight in gold. It's a person you could tell a secret to. You tell him, Pliny's getting engaged. And then someone will walk over to him a few days later and say, Mazel Tov, Pliny's engaged. And he goes, really, Mazel Tov, what a surprise. That's gewaldig. And nobody knows that he knew the secret. Ad oilam void, forever. it's a sobering thing. I don't know if anybody has this. I'm sure a lot of people have it, but it's a sobering thing sometimes to be in on a secret that you know that you're going to have to keep for the rest of your life. But that's how you're supposed to keep a secret, for the rest of your life. That's an amazing thing. That's an amazing thing, being able to do that. It's just a beauty. It's just a... you know what it is? I think the reason why I'm so awed from such a person, I think a person who could do that is a person who was misgaber on a lot of gaiva. It's a person who... It really is like the grosses. It really is holding back your mouth. Everybody wants to say that I knew. Everyone wants to say that. Someone's a chassid, that's the best example for now, you know. Someone's a chassid, yeah, I knew he was getting engaged for a long time already, I knew. It takes strength, it takes fiber, it takes a certain, you know, self-confidence to be able to just act surprised that nobody knows that you knew, nobody. Understood today, it's a davar garua ma'ay. It's understood today that people talk to different people about things. I'm not talking about someone has a problem and he has to confide in people, but like different things, dating is a big thing. It's like people just schmooze about things. It's not appropriate to tell this person this names brought in that they shouldn't know. It's like it's understood. It doesn't have to be that way. When somebody hears a secret, it shouldn't be such a thing. Let's put it this way. It shouldn't be such a thing that everybody knows that somebody's getting engaged. How did everybody find out? The way everybody found out is that everybody told everybody, don't tell anyone, but this person's getting engaged. That's even worse than all three madrigas of keeping a secret. That's not keeping a secret. It's a weakness. It's not cool. It's a weakness. Anybody can tell him his secrets. He doesn't talk so much. So lo yigala, he won't tell. This is amazing. He says, "Imteishiv b'chabura." It's hard to swallow. If you're sitting with a chavra, toiv sheyomru lecha. It's a good sign. It's good if they tell you, "Daber, speak up." Ma ata shoysek kol kach? What are you being so quiet? Oh, nobody wants to be in that position. We're exactly the opposite. We're horrified if people say, "What are you so quiet for?" We're horrified. The Chavetz Chaim says, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. If you're sitting with the Chavur, people say, speak up. You have nothing to say? Say something. That's good. That's a good sign. And there's nothing wrong with saying, I'm just listening. There's nothing wrong. When you're speaking, you're not learning anything. When you're listening, you're learning a ton. When you're absorbing what other people say, you're gaining experience. You're gaining insight. When you're speaking, you're doing nothing. You're accomplishing nothing. Then he goes on, there are certain people that b'teva, they get depressed and they can't talk to people and so on. He discusses how they should handle that. This is such an important thing that... Look at the end of the paragraph here. He says, "Ubechlal ze lemaid b'diburay, to not to talk so much, ulizor menasicha b'teila, and to be careful from useless talking, v'shaloyle hisnakel chutz me'arba amoysev, and not to look outside his four amos." What is he saying? He's obviously not talking about not looking outside your front because you're going to see preachers. He's obviously not talking about, because that's not the paragraph here. It doesn't come in over here. He's talking about part of the midah of shtika, part of the mile of the midah of shtika is not to look out of your four amos. I don't know if he literally means that for sure. For us, it's not an appropriate midah to take on, not to look out of your four amos. But I think there's a message here that the word is not to look out of your four amos. there's a certain idea in that, and it's also something that we're not accustomed to, and it's a good, we probably should have to change our value system. What he means is that you don't have to be concerned about things that are not part of your life. Now, this doesn't mean you shouldn't be curious, fascinated with different things, but we live in a society where we consider it our business to know everybody's business. And we feel bad if we're not one of those people that are in the know. You know, people that know what's going on. This guy's having this issue, or this guy's this going on. And this, there's nothing wrong with not knowing. There's nothing wrong with that. We have to get that out of our system. It just leads to lashon hara, to jealousy, to chanifas, to all the midas that he mentioned. It leads to only bad things. We have to get out of our system this idea that we have to know what's going on. You don't have to know. There's nothing to look up to about a person that knows everything that's going on. All that means is that he has a lot of time on his hands. It doesn't say anything about the person except that he has a lot of time on his hands. And he's a nosy person. There's nothing wrong with not knowing what's going on. You know, when I'm here in yeshiva, you know, I have the opportunity a lot of times that people come to talk to me about shidduchim. So this was the way I was makabel for my rabbeim, and anybody who's, you know, there are guys here who are married who spoke to me about the shidduchim before they got engaged. There's nothing wrong. It's the right mahalach. It's the way I was makabel, and it's the right mahalach. Many, many, many times, the guy would call me, Mazel Tov, I'm a chassid. Say, oh, Mazel Tov, what's the girl's name? I gave this guy advice about the shidduch 30 times. But what do I have to know her name for? And today, every friend of a guy going out knows the girl's name. Most of the time, unless it's a specific tzarech to find that information, but you have to know the name for it. And it's a good idea to erase the curiosity. Take pride in the not knowing, instead of taking pride in the knowing. What do I have to know for? Another tip, I'll give you a tip. Anytime someone comes over to you and says, I'm not sure if I should tell you this, but right away, before you say, then don't tell me. If you're not sure you should tell me, don't tell me. When you're sure if you should tell me, then tell me. You don't want to be in that uncomfortable. You want to be in that uncomfortable situation that a guy opened himself up. He wasn't sure if he should say anything. He spilled it out, and then he walked away, and he regrets that you know about it. That's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable. It creates all kinds of problems. If anybody says, I'm not sure if I should mention this, if you're not sure you should mention it, don't mention it. People say it because they want you to pull it out of them. Don't fall for it. It's a trap. People set a trap. You. I'm not sure if I should say this. That, what they're expecting is, it's okay, you could say it. That's what they're expecting. We have to learn how to have the opposite reaction. Until someone's sure that they should tell you something, don't listen to it. It's not kedai to know something if someone's not sure they should tell you. That's why I said it. Rabbi Chaim talks about that. And then he explains, Enechanami, you're right. That's what he says. There are certain people that they'll get depressed, or they'll get down because they already have the need of shtika, and if they add to it, it'll cause problems. So that's the next shtick on the Rabbi Chaim. And he advises that a person should find topics to talk about. We talked about this a few weeks ago. To talk about constructive things, to make sure the focus is not, don't go over to a guy in business and talk to him. He says this. In Waterbury, everyone's in real estate. Don't go over to a guy in real estate and talk to them about everyone else in real estate. You're asking for trouble. Find topics and find conversations that are interesting, that are safe topics. Talk about the war in Iraq. Nothing's going to happen. Talk about your trip to Eretz Yisrael. Nothing's going to happen. Talk about safe things. Don't talk about, did you hear, I heard that so-and-so almost got engaged, you know. I heard that, all these, like, iffy topics, you know. I heard that so-and-so was thinking of having a partnership with you. Like, don't get yourself into those situations. So part of the midah of shtika, that's the answer to your question, it's not just a shtika in terms of how much you talk, but there's such a thing as shtika in terms of what you talk about. A person can be a talkative person and talk a lot, but he still has the midah of shtika because he knows how to control what he talks about. And there's nothing wrong. I know it takes time to develop the strength for it, but there's nothing wrong with saying, let's not talk about this, let's talk about something else. It's hard to work up the courage. There's nothing wrong with saying it. I'd rather not talk about it. We talk about something else. Sometimes we could just change the subject. People are so frazzled and so, no one's talking about anything for any important reason anyway. You could just, someone could say, did you hear who's getting engaged? And you could say, did you hear that they won the war in Fallujah? And the conversation will just change. Because nobody really has any direction where they're talking anyway. But sometimes, if that's true that they do have direction, if that's true that there is a kibbutz to the conversation, there's nothing wrong with learning how to say, I'm not comfortable having this conversation. Can we talk about something else? It's a lot safer to do that than to get involved in Lashon Hara. So, Mesil Sisharim says this is one of the main three steps to Precious. But you see from the Chabad Chaim that it's not just one of the steps to Precious, but it's a key mafteach, it's a key to being able to keep away from loads and loads and lists of aveiros and uncomfortable, not hashkafadik, not healthy situations. And it's the exact opposite of the way society looks at it. So it's something that we have to work hard to rewire our way of thinking, to look at shtika instead of looking at it as a nebi thing, but to look at it as a mila, as a golden midah.